It's 8:04. This is KRCCN CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr. The Project Taurus Data Center is moving forward after the Colorado Springs Planning Commission upheld the city's decision to approve a data center off Garden of the Gods Road. If this decision is appealed, the city council will make the final decision. At least one group confirmed with KRCC they plan to file another appeal. The town of Hudson is facing a lawsuit over its handling of a proposed ICE detention facility there. CPR's Avakian has more.
The lawsuit argues Hudson should enforce land use regulations on the detention center, as it would for any other proposed facility. Hudson's town manager, Bryce Lang, says the federal government's powers prohibit that.
They reign supreme in those powers. So the argument of, you know, our zoning code superseding something that's constitutionally mandated within the federal government's kind of a stretch.
The resident in the lawsuit lives less than 2 miles from the site, a former prison. The complaint also says she'd be negatively affected if the facility opened. Ava Kian, CPR News.
Drought conditions are improving in parts of the state thanks to this week's rain, but it may not last long. Lisa Hidalgo is chief meteorologist of Denver 7. She says reservoir levels are still well below normal.
The rains in the mountains have helped, I would say. There's probably areas that have, you know, benefited, spots like Dillon Reservoir. But when it comes to the drought map, there is still a huge section of western Colorado that's under some exceptional drought conditions. There's one pocket on the eastern plains where we are now drought-free, so that's nice. But it is a little more severe across the metro area.
Parts of the high country have some of the driest conditions right now, including Eagle and Pitkin counties. The state updates its drought map every Thursday. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Some warm day today, highs in the 90s. It's 8:06.